cold out there, but your children have made the sacrifice to come to the house of worship, to commune with your people and to worship you, O Lord. We praise and we thank you, committing now this service into your hand, asking for your leadership, asking for you to take control of the Lord. Anything that will be done and said, O Lord, let it be under your powerful, your highest leadership, O Lord. Heavenly Father, bless the Sunday school, the proceedings upstairs. Bless us here now. Your children, we are still on their way coming, O Lord. We commit them into your hand. Bless them. Thinking of our brother Maxwell and family, O Lord, they couldn't make it this morning because of some body issues, O Lord. We commit them into your hands. Bless brother David and family. Be with them where they are. Heal them, O Lord. Let your healing hand really touch each and every one that, of those that are sick, O Lord. We think of our sister Toyin in Aklon, O Lord. She can't make it as well because of body weaknesses. Bless the family, O Lord. Let your praise, let the praise be yours as we commit this service into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Bless you, saints, for driving on the icy roads. I think it snowed some of the places. Did it snow in Midland? Yeah. So, may really God bless you for taking the risk. It's rain. It snowed in Galway as well. God bless you, sister, for coming. And those who came from Northern Ireland, Sister Kitana and family, God bless you. Sometimes we consider it as a sacrifice leaving city center to come to church, but just consider those who come from Limerick. God bless you, those who come from Galway, from Northern Ireland, from Longford, all the places. Yes, from Manchester as well. God bless you. Okay, let's open our Bibles. Zechariah 14:7. Zechariah 14:7, let's read. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at the evening time it shall be light. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We are just going to introduce a new topic. I don't think it's going to be long. It's going to take us just maybe 2 or 3 Sundays. We want to talk about the virgin birth of the bride of Christ. Amen. It seems impressive, the topic, but it's something simple we want to speak about. It's something you know already. We just want to remind, to bring it back to our remembrance so that we know that we are not building on sinking sand. Amen. Because the things we preach day after day, week after week, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, morning manna, all these things, it has a purpose. Sometimes it may become just a habit for us. We go to church, there's a good sermon preached, and we say amen, we say hallelujah, we go back home, we come back again the next Monday, morning manna, we listen. But there's a purpose behind all these sermons. God is building something. God is preparing a bride. That's the end aim of everything we do. It's for God to produce a bride. If God sent his word today, the final purpose is to produce a bride. And that bride must be virgin born. Amen. That bride must be virgin born, because the groom was virgin born. He didn't come from some mix mixed seeds. The groom came from the virgin, the pure seed, spoken word of God. And God wants the bride also, the bride too, must come forth produced by the unmixed seed of the word of God. That's why we want to talk about the virgin birth of the bride of Christ. Amen. You just read there that in the evening time there shall be light. And the light comes to produce, to manifest something. If God in Zechariah, we have read, speaks about the evening time, it means there have been a morning. Amen. There have been a midday, and there is now the evening. So God has divided his timing into portions. There was the morning of time, the noon or the midday of time, and the evening time. What happened in the morning? What happened in the midday? We need to understand that before we can realize, before we can understand why God is talking about the light in the evening time. If there is a light in the evening, there was a light in the morning of time. There was a light in the noon of time. And what was that light? Genesis 1 said, in the beginning, God said, let there be light. Amen. In the morning of time, there was a light. There was a morning light. And the morning light produced the universe. Amen. The morning of light came to manifest the universe. The light comes to produce something, to bring forth something, to come to manifest something. And that morning light, the prophet says, we have no time to read it, and there is a man that can turn on the light. He says, the light has always been the spoken word of God. Amen. Amen. So in the morning of time, there was a spoken word of God. And that spoken word of God bring forth the universe. That spoken word of God brought forth Adam and Eve. It produced a Garden of Eden. Amen. But notice, the prophet says, the spoken word of God, for it to produce what it did, it had to find a fertile ground. It had to find a virgin ground. Because if it didn't find it, when God said, let there be light, when God said, let the earth produce, the earth listened, heard the spoken word of God. And it didn't mix the spoken word of God with something else. It took it the way God spoke it. And the unmixed faith of the ground accepted the spoken word of God and it produced an Eden. Amen. It produced the first creation from the spoken word of God falling onto a virgin land. It produced the first creation. In the noon of time, the prophet says, it was the creation of the Son of God in his own image. Amen. The morning of time, there was light. In the noon of time, there was also light. Let's read it. Matthew 4, 16. Maybe you can start a bit sooner. Matthew 4, let me find it. I think from verse 14, from verse 12. And when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is up on the sea coast in the border of Zabulon and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zabulon and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the regions and shadow of death, light had sprung up. Amen. In the noon of time, there was also a light, and that light came to manifest the groom. That light came to manifest the Son of God to the image of God. So when God says there will be light in the evening time, remember the morning light, the midday light came to produce, was the spoken word of God that came to manifest the creation, that came to manifest the groom, and the evening light will be a spoken word of God, will be the spoken word of God that will come to manifest the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. To manifest the groom, God required a virgin womb. To manifest his son to his own image, it took a virgin that will accept the spoken word of God, that will take the word the way it was spoken, unmixed, and accept it by faith. It fell onto that virgin, fertile ground, and it produced the Son of God. The evening light will be the spoken word of God, as it was in the beginning, but it needs to fall on a virgin ground as well. That's why we are insisting, the prophet was insisting on the bride being virgin born. The bride must accept the word of God, not mixing it with anything else. By faith, accept the word, eat the word, and produce the bride. Amen. Are we together? Excuse me, my notes are a little bit scattered. I didn't have enough time to put them correctly. That's why when the prophet started his ministry, when the ministry of the bride started, the prophet, the morning, because the prophet thought as a human being, he knew he had a calling. He knew he had a special ministry. He knew God has given him signs and wonders. But even himself, to understand his ministry, it was a progressive revelation. He didn't fully understand his ministry at the beginning. He thought he was just another preacher like the Oral Roberts and the people of his time, of his generation. That's why the morning he was going to lay down a foundation of his church, God came now to reveal him another aspect of his ministry, the true aspect of his ministry. Because he says in the present stage of my ministry that he was so excited that morning because as a young minister, he was going to have his own tabernacle. He was going to lay a foundation, to lay the cornerstone for his tabernacle. He was so excited. He woke up early morning. He couldn't sleep. He was lying on the bed. So excited to have his tabernacle. But listen to what God told him. It's been about 32 years ago. We are just laying a foundation today, okay? So next time we're going to see a bit more. It's been about 32 years ago that when the Lord Jesus, within 150 yards of where I'm present standing now, here in Jeffersonville, the morning when I laid the cornerstone of this tabernacle, that the Lord Jesus woke me up the morning that the cornerstone was laid. About early, by 6 o'clock, and I had been lying in bed for some time, with my heart full of joy, thinking of this great time that the Lord God was going to give me a tabernacle to preach in. It was a very exciting moment for him, having a tabernacle, having a church that he could preach in. And he said, and I remember that morning when I had wakened up and laying in the room, something said, rise up to your feet. And I got up. And I saw, as it was a great place, and it was like a place where a river ran in the valley. And I got down there to the river, and I understood it was a place where John the Baptist had been baptizing the people. And while I was there, there was a voice spoke to me and took me up. And I noticed this tabernacle in just about the state it is right now. But there were so many people till they were just packed all in the tabernacle. I was happy standing behind the pulpit saying, God, how good you are to give me a tabernacle. Now listen. And at that time, the angel of the Lord spoke to me and said, but this is not your tabernacle. Amen. He was happy in the vision, seeing the tabernacle, the building that God was going to give him to build, to preach the people in. He said, God, thank you for giving me a tabernacle. But the voice says, but this is not your tabernacle. And I said, then Lord, where is my tabernacle? Amen. Remember, he was sent to find a bride. He was not sent to build a church. He was not sent to be confined in a building. He was sent to go forth to preach a word that will take the bride from all over the world and make her ready for the rapture. Amen. So, God told him, this is not your tabernacle. Then he asked, where is my tabernacle? God wanted to show him that you have a calling higher than what you think. Your ministry, your commission, go far beyond this town that you are living in. You have to find a race of people. And God brings him now. And he taken me up in the spirit again and set me down in a grove. And way down the grove was just rows of trees sitting just level. So in the vision, he was brought in a grove. And then he saw there was rows of trees. But he noticed that those trees has grown up to a certain level, and they were stuck there. Amen? And he says, about 20 feet tall, or 30. And they looked like fruit trees. And they were in a great big green bucket. Amen. So these trees were planted in great big green buckets. They were grown already, but they were stuck at a certain level. 20 or 30 feet tall. Stop there. And then I noticed to my right hand and to my left hand, there was an empty bucket. Amen? We are still in the vision. There was an empty bucket in either side. And I said, what about these? There were trees, buckets full of trees. In other words, there were buckets with seeds in them. And those seeds had produced on their kind. Amen? Have produced after their kind and have gone up to the level to their maximum level. They couldn't go any further. Those trees, remember, God wants to show him his tabernacle. Amen. He showed him many tabernacles. Those tabernacles had already seeds in them, and those seeds has grown to a certain level. But in the midst of those rows of trees, there were two empty buckets. Amen. There were, in other words, there were two virgin buckets in which no seed has been put, in which nothing has been planted. And then he asked, what about these two? And then he said, you are to plant in them. Amen. 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 This is the ministry of Malachi 4. This is the ministry of the end time messenger. It is to plant in a virgin land. It is to plant because the bride must be virgin born. Amen. The bride, God was showing him his tabernacle, the land, the ground in which he had to plant. It was not that four walls he saw in the vision, that building he saw in the vision. God wanted to bring him beyond that building. But he showed him now that the people I want you to fetch, the people I want you to find and bring forth, those are the people they need to be a fertile and virgin ground. Nothing has been planted in them. He said, you are to plant in them. So I pulled the limb from the tree to my height and placed it in the bucket on the right side. And the limb from the left hand and placed it in the bucket on the left side. Quickly, they growed all the way to the skies. Amen. If you remember the vision, the other trees were grown to a certain level, and they were stuck there. They couldn't grow any further. And the Lord told him not to plant in those buckets because they were not virgin. Because there was already seeds all in them. The ministry of the end time messenger is not to come and plant in a ground where there have been another seed before. He had to come and plant in a virgin land. Amen. Amen. So when he took the seed and planted it in those empty buckets, in no time, they grew up, they outgrew those ones that were there before and grew up to the heaven. Instead of stopping at 20, 30 feet, it went up high to the heaven. Amen. Quickly, they growed all the way into the skies. And he said, hold out your hands and gather the fruits thereof. And in one hand fell a great yellow apple, mellow and ripe. And in the other hand fell a great yellow plum, mellow and ripe. And said, eat the fruit thereof, because it's pleasant. And I ate from one and from the other, very delicious. Amen. So we are going to stop today. It was just a foundation. We wanted to lay this foundation. We have not even finished yet to lay the foundation. But just keep it in mind. You are called to this message. The message has the purpose of producing a bride. Amen. And the bride, for you to produce the bride, the ground must be empty. The field must be virgin. We are talking about the virgin birth of the bride. The prophet didn't plant on those filled buckets. If your bucket is filled, you need to empty it. You need to empty it let's stop it today, and we'll continue next time when we have the opportunity. Amen. Let's pray. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We commit now this service into your hand. Take the leadership. Lead everything, the song leaders, the musicians, the preaching of the word, the singing, the worship, everything. Let it be under your control. In your precious name I pray it. Amen.